Welcome, all of you wine and true crime lovers. I'm Brandy.
And I'm Chris.
And this is Texas Wine and True Crime. Thank you for being here, friends. We have an updates episode for you. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Brandy.
I thought we could come on and talk to our listeners. One, why we haven't put Betty Williams out. We've got a live show coming up, so I want to talk about that for a second.
You got some explaining to do.
I do have some explaining to do, but I want to talk about what's on tap in February. We've got a big month coming up.
We do.
So first things first, Betty Williams, we were supposed to put this episode out this past week. What are we in, Monday of a new week? My gosh, where are the days going? Okay, so last week. And then as I was preparing for our live show at Henry's Majestic this coming up Thursday, February 1st, the theme sort of goes with the Betty Williams case a little bit. So I thought we probably want to do this case at the live show. And because of that, I did not want to put the episode out first. But okay,
gotcha.
It's coming. After our live show on Thursday, we'll put out Betty Williams.
So you're probably saying if you come to the show, you get a
Oh, yes. If you preview. Come to the show, you get to see us do it live. But if you're not in Dallas and you can't go to Henry's Majestic, you will hear the Betty Williams episode this weekend. So that's why it's not out yet. Thank you for everyone asking. But it is coming. Okay. Other thing that's on tap in February, Chris, is the Amanda Goodman case. And this is the unsolved murder of a 13-year-old girl in Brownwood, Texas. She was murdered in the middle of the day. There's some very weird and...
it's the only other unsolved case, correct?
I do believe, besides Leon Laurelis, who we've talked about that one on our show, too. In fact, I might even do a little bit of update on Leon's case because it is in Brownwood as well, because I know there is now a larger reward out for some information for Leon. But we're going to talk about Amanda Goodman's case. This is she's 13, right? And just the circumstances of the case are bizarre, a little strange, but this is unsolved. So we are going to cover this in February. The other one, so Betty Williams will be first, and then we're going to come out with Amanda Goodman. And then we are so excited. We are going to have Maggie on the show. Maggie is the Dallas Morning News writer who wrote about us.
Yes.
So she's awesome. She's going to come over. You're going to make her dinner.
I'm going to make dinner. So I've been tasked to do.
And we're going to give her some really great wine.
Give her some wine.
And she's going to talk to us about the Lisa Dykes case. Now, this is a recently out of court case. She was charged and convicted for killing Maricela Botello.
It's kind of an update case, too.
Yes, it's an update case for sure. But this is the thing. Maggie she kind of has my dream job. I've said this before. She gets to sit in criminal cases all day long, right? Criminal trials all day long and write about them in the paper. She sits in these cases, right? And in these trials, and she writes, but there's might be some details that she doesn't share in the paper or just some really important information that the public may not know, but her being inside that courtroom will know.
Absolutely.
Maggie's going to be amazing. So she's going to come on and we're going to talk about the Lisa Dykes case. And then Chris, you and I are going to be starting a big research project because we are going to be putting out a couple of parts or a couple of episodes around Colin and Priscilla Davis.
Yes. Case that's fascinated me since I was in high school. Didn't happen then, of course, but I read a book about it that my mother gave me. And, it's got all the makings of a great Texas tale.
It does. Money.
Money.
Fame. Power.
Yeah, I guess privilege. You could say fame, but I think it's a really good snapshot of kind of Dallas and Fort Worth in the 80s and just how that kind of upper crust of certain faction, I guess you could say. And Dallas has always been interesting city. And yes. I think even so back then too. That's a very, very interesting case. It is. It may be a long one.
It's going to be a long one, I think, a couple of parts. Yeah. Because you have the it's relationship,
such a shame too. I'm
right?
really surprised. Like that's the I really only know of one, lots of good books out there, but I only know of one movie offhand mm-hmm. that was a made for TV movie with, Heather Locklear. I can't think of who played Cullen. It's very bad.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it.
Very Lifetime TV. I'm not to knock Lifetime TV, but just, yeah, just kind of, especially, I mean, I think I'm surprised that somebody else hasn't tried to do
maybe it should
else
be
about
us.
That.
Never know.
What, film a movie?
Sure. Okay. I don't know.
Do we have the technology?
We will. Add that to the list. But this is a big case. Cullen and Priscilla Davis. I mean, you have the relationship. You have the murder. You have the dynamic of the trial.
I personally find the trials the most fascinating aspect of the whole thing and how, well, we don't want to give too much away, but just the media circus and just all that kind of surrounded it. And
Yeah.
It's a very interesting case.
All right. So that's what we've got coming up for February. I don't even know if I covered all the weeks. I still have like 8 more on my list I'm going to share, but I'll only share a couple. The first thing I want to share is this Thursday. We're going to be at Henry's Majestic in Dallas. We're actually going to be there, Chris. What? The first Thursday of every month is going to be True Crime Night.
We got to get through this first Thursday first.
Oh, they're going to like us. They're going to like us. Okay. So, but here's...
We know we'll be here this
Thursday. Do you want to know a case I chose? Chris likes to be mildly surprised when we do our live shows. We're going to talk about...
No, it doesn't.
Yes, we do. But tomorrow, we'll talk about how the night is going to go and what these cases are. But Chris, two things I want to say about this Thursday. One, I did not do this on purpose, but we are going to be talking about women perpetrators in every case that we do live. It just happens to fall that way. So I think it'll be a very interesting night. And one of these cases we're going to do, Chris, I pulled outside of Texas. We're going to talk about the Jodi Arias case live. Now, this was a national case. In fact, for our Zoom friends, in February, we're going to be doing Jodi Arias. So you don't want to miss that. Speaking of... This is why I'm calling it an updates, because there's a lot going on and we want to make sure everyone has the details. But guess what, Chris, our email list is going to be up soon. We're finding another home for it. And then everyone's going to get this information because this is how we get the word out. But plan on Zoom the last Thursday of the month. We are going to be talking about Jodi Arias. So you don't want to miss it. We'll get you out those links. One of the last things I want to mention, Chris, unless you have something you'd like to talk about, Texas Wine Club. We have a special link that our people can order from, and it basically tells Texas Wine Club that they know us. And it's all kinds of cool stuff. Okay, all kinds of cool. But really why I'm excited about this is because Texas Wine Club now has basically bundles for food. A seafood pairing, a beef pairing, right? And so they have all these different variety, sweet.
Well, that's nice. It takes the guesswork out of things.
Oh, my gosh. Sure. It is so neat.
And access to great wine that just dropped off at your front porch.
That's right. Drops off right at the front porch. I am going to post this link so everyone sees it on our socials. But Chris, we got the first bundle for our food, right? Because, you know, we do food. And we're going to do a spicy pairing for the month of February because, it's love meal. Month.
Every meal. Because love is spicy.
Love is spicy. And we've got the February. It's all coming together, right? Okay. It's just a theme thing, right? All right. So we've got spicy February coming up. So I'll be making a video. I'm excited. We're going to start making some videos of us unboxing some wine and talking about it. So I'll be putting out a video of the wine we're going to be trying in the month of February with our spicy dishes.
All spicy?
Well, okay. Once you see the wines, I bet you'll come up with something. It doesn't have to be super spicy, but.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
We love spicy food. We love spicy food. All right. That's, I think, all the updates I had. Again, episode of Betty Williams is coming out this weekend after our live show on Thursday. I hope a lot of people come. I've had so many calls and emails asking about this and that. We have some people coming to this.
Well, it's a fun place to go to just in general.
Cool. It's so
fun. It's
got
a great kind of
cool vibe.
Austin vibe. Yep. Great outdoor area. Fire pits. Great stage. good food, nice bar. We didn't go in the restaurant, but I did see it from the outside. But it's a quite a little complex they have down there, and
so much space to like spread out.
I think it used to be called the Foundry. I think that is right. But so if you've been to those places, it's the exact same place.
Same place.
We had a good time. We were there, and we're going to have a really great time this week.
Yeah, I mean, they want us to come once a month, so hopefully it's great. I'm sure it'll be great. Anyways, we are so excited to be there. We can't wait to see everyone. Please come up and say hello. Chris, do you have anything else for our listeners?
I don't believe so.
All right.
Well, I think we've covered everything. And
I think so.
Looking forward to seeing people on Thursday.
Yes, we'll see you on Thursday. And until then, friends, stay safe, have fun, and cheers to next time.
Cheers.